Hey everybody, Ed here. And look, I just wanted to give you a bit of an update today, talking of course about the issue of the day, which is our decision to choose the Chrome browser for this year's challenge. But also, it touches on all the different technologies that we decide to use or not use inside the challenge. Like I've noticed a number of you saying, oh, I don't have an iPhone. Does that mean I can't do the challenge? Absolutely not. If people have got Android phones or Blackberries or anything, it's fine. The mobile phone is just a really nice, super convenient way to access the challenge, as are iPads and all those sorts of things. So there's no, we are completely computer system, operating system agnostic, which is one of the reasons we chose Chrome. Because Chrome really does go across the board, and its performance across all platforms is superb. It really is brilliant, and particularly for those of you who are still using Internet Explorer on your PC, you won't believe how much better the internet is if you use Chrome. Now, there are a lot of you, for example, who are using Firefox and are very happy with that. That's fine. You can stick with it. The reason we have to choose a specific browser is because you've got to understand, a lot of people who are starting the challenge are literally just getting involved in the internet. And so for them, every single thing is tricky. And so we have to make sure that we've got a consistent look and a consistent interface and a consistent feel right throughout the challenge. And that's why we choose a particular browser each year. And we really try to go for the best one that is completely cross-platform. For example, some of you will remember we used Flock a few years ago, which was a brilliant browser, but got way behind the times. They've just launched a beta based on the Chrome WebKit engine, but unfortunately it's not cross-platform, so we can't use it. So that, again, the reason we chose Chrome, it's cross-platform, it performs beautifully, and most importantly, it uses extensions. And we showed you today, Guru Bob showed you all the extensions that we use, which really make life a heck of a lot easier for us. And again, Firefox does these, Safari has most of these as well. But again, for consistency, we've chosen Chrome. So that's all. There's no big deal. There's no conspiracy about it. Bluntly, everything that we do inside the challenge could be done 2, 3, 4, 5 different ways. We just don't have time to show you all the ways, so we pick one. And usually we pick it because it's the simplest, it's the most elegant technology and works best. And particularly for people who are using a PC and are using Explorer, you will not know the difference when you change to Chrome or Firefox or anything for that matter above Internet Explorer. Really, do yourself a favor. You know, you'll have a different outlook on life. Your life expectancy will increase at least a couple of years by using internet, by changing to Chrome from Internet Explorer. Honestly, going to Stone Tablet will improve it from Internet Explorer. Anyway, I digress. So that's, I just wanted to say that. So please don't get hung up by the technology. If you've got a personal favorite, then use it. You're an expert. If you've got an issue with using Chrome, then you're already an expert enough and you don't have to worry about it. That's not for you. So, there you have it. You choose what to do. It's just that we're going to have a consistent platform right the way through. So, people who are complete beginners, it's one less thing to worry about for them. So, there we are. Cool? Cool. Excellent. All right. We'll speak soon.